Welcome to Zikhu Dav Siman Mem Ram Goldar and today Masechas Gittin Dav Vav. The first parakah may be get. The Zikhu Masechas Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three davs we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous dav, Rabbi Lazar Paskin. Afilu lo kasab ba'el shita achas l'shma shuv eino tzarich. Even if the sofer only wrote a single line in the presence of the shliach does not need to witness more and can assume the rest was written properly. Rav Ashi said, Afilu shama kan kumusa v'kan megilta. Even merely hearing the kan sound of the quill scratching against the parchment is adequate to testify that the get was written before him. A brice is brought in support of Rav Ashi. Afil hu b'bayis v'sofer ba'aliyah, even if the shaliach is in the house and the sofer is in the upper floor, hu ba'aliyah, v'sofer ba'bayis, or he is in the upper floor and the sofer is in the house, afil nignas v'yotzi kol yom kulo kasher, or even if he was going in and out all day, the get is valid. If the sofer is in the upper story, how can the shaliach see what he's doing? Rather, he must have heard the sound of the writing, and this is sufficient for testimony for the get. Point number two, Amoraim disputed the status of Bavel regarding the requirement to say Befani Nechtav. Rava says, Ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin. It's like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gittin, and Befani Nechtav need not be said. Shmuel says, Ke Chutz La'aretz. It's like other places outside Eretz Yisrael, and Befani Nechtav must be said. After reiterating that all agreed with the need to confirm signatures, the Gemara explains in Malchukas. Rav holds that Kevin Ika Masifta, since there are yeshivas in Bavel, namely those of Sura and Harda, and the students would travel from one to the other, and from all parts of Bavel to the two yeshivas, Mishka Shchiche, witnesses can come and be found to confirm the signatures, and Befani Nechtav is unnecessary. Shmuel holds Masifta Begersau Teride, those in the yeshivas are busy with their learning, and do not become familiar with people's signatures. This explanation of the Malchukas is supported by Rav Huna. Asinu Atzmina B'Bavel Ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin, we have made ourselves in Bavel, like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gittin, Mechiasa Rav L'Bavel, from when Rav arrived in Bavel, and established the yeshiva of Sura. This indicates that their status changed after his arrival, which resulted from increased travel after the yeshiva opened. And point number three, the Gemara records Malchokas about what the Pelegish Begiva, the concubine of Giva, did that angered her husband. Rabbi Avyasar said, Zvuv Matzala, he found a fly in his food because of her. Rabbi Yonasan said, Nima Matzala, he found a hair because of her. Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Avyasar that Hashem was quoting their opinions and explained, Elo ve'elo dibrei Elohim chayim hen. These and these are the words of the living God, Zvuv Matzav Lohikpid, Nima Matzav Hikpid. He found a fly and did not get upset, then found a hair and became upset. The Gemara explains why the hair angered him more. Parenthetically, Rav Chisda said, Olam, Al Yatil Adam Ema Yaser Besok Beso. A person should never instill excessive fear in his home. Shrei Pelegish Begiva Hita Alehabala Ema Yaser, because regarding the concubine in Giva, her husband instilled excessive fear upon her. The appeal Kama Ravavos Miyisrael, and she ultimately caused many myriads of Israel to fall in the civil war that followed. Rav said, Kol Matil Ema Yaser Betok Beso. Anyone who instills excessive fear in his home, Sofu Bali de Shalosh Averos, eventually comes to violate three transgressions. One, Gilui Arayos, illicit relations, because the wife may be afraid to tell her husband she is not immersed from Nida. Two, Shvichus Dami, bloodshed, has occurred with the Pelegish Begiva. And three, Chilul Shabbos, and Shabbos desecration, because the wife may light a candle after dark out of fear of her husband. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Lazar Paskin, Afilu kasab ba'el shita achas l'shma shuv eino tzarich. Even if the sofer only wrote a single line in the presence of the shaliach does not need to witness more and can assume the rest was written properly. Rav Ashi said, Afilu shama kan kumusa v'kan megilta. Even merely hearing the kan sound of the quill scratching against the parchment is adequate to testify that the get was written before him. A brice is brought in support of Rav Ashi. Afilu hu b'bayis v'sofer ba'aliyah, even if the shaliach is in the house and the sofer is in the upper floor, hu ba'aliyah, v'sofer ba'bayis, or he is in the upper floor and the sofer is in the house, afilu nignas v'yotzi kol yom kulo kasher, or even if he was going in and out all day, the get is valid. If the sofer is in the upper story, how can the shaliach see what he's doing? Rather, he must have heard the sound of the writing, and this is sufficient for testimony for the get. Point number two, Amoraim disputed the status of Bavel regarding the requirement to say Befani Nechtav. Rava says, Ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin. It's like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gittin, and Befani Nechtav need not be said. Shmuel says, Ke Chutz La'aretz. It's like other places outside Eretz Yisrael, and Befani Nechtav must be said. After reiterating that all agreed with the need to confirm signatures, the Gemara explains in Malchukas. Rav holds that Kevin Ika Masifta, since there are yeshivas in Bavel, namely those of Surah and Hardah, and the students would travel from one to the other, and from all parts of Babel to the two yeshivas, Mishka Shchiche, witnesses can commonly be found to confirm the signatures, and Befani Nechtav is unnecessary. Shmuel holds Misifti Begersau Teride, those in the yeshivas are busy with their learning, and do not become familiar with people's signatures. This explanation of the Machlokas is supported by Rav Huna. Asinu Atzmina Bebavel Ke'eretz Yisrael Gidin, we have made ourselves in Babel, like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gidin, Mechiasa Rav Lebavel, from when Rav arrived in Babel, and established the yeshiva of Surah. This indicates that their status changed after his arrival, which resulted from increased travel after the yeshiva opened. And point number three, the Gemara records Malchokas about what the Pelegish Megiva, the concubine of Giva, did that angered her husband. Rabbi Avyasar said, Zvuv Matzala, he found a fly in his food because of her. Rabbi Yonasan said, Nima Matzala, he found a hair because of her. Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Avyasar that Hashem was quoting their opinions and explained, Elo ve'elo dibre elokim chayim hen. These are the words of the living God, Zvuv Matzav Ulohikpid, Nima Matzav Ulohikpid. He found a fly and did not get upset, then found a hare and became upset. The Gemara explains why the hare angered him more. Parenthetically, Rav Chisa said, Olam, Al Yatil Adam Ema Yaser Besok Beso. A person should never instill excessive fear in his home. Shrei Pelegish Begiva Hito Alehabala Ema Yaser, because regarding the concubine in Giva, her husband instilled excessive fear upon her. The appeal Kama Ravavos Mi Yisrael, and she ultimately caused many myriads of Israel to fall in the civil war that followed. Rav said, Kol Matil Ema Yaser Betok Beso, anyone who instills excessive fear in his home, Sofu Bali De Shalosh Averos, eventually comes to violate three transgressions. One, Gili Arayis, illicit relations, because the wife may be afraid to tell her husband she is not immersed from Nida. Two, Shvichus Damim, bloodshed, has occurred with the Pelegish Megiva. And three, Chilul Shabbos, and Shabbos desecration, because the wife may light a candle after dark out of fear of her husband. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Vav, and her standard siman is a sword. Why a sword? Because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get lishma in the attic that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment drew the attention of Babylonian Talmidim passing by as they traveled between yeshivos when he got angry with his wife for serving him food with a hair in it. Once again, slow motion. The sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword, that must mean we're on daf vav. The sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get lishma in the attic that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how much of the writing must be witnessed by the shliach. Rav Ashi said even merely hearing the kankan sound of the quill scratching against the parchment is adequate to testify that the get was written before him. So the sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get lishma in the attic that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment drew the attention of Babylonian Talmidim passing by as they traveled between yeshivos, which reminds us we have a Malchokas Amoraim regarding the status of Bavel regarding the requirement to say Befani Nechtav. Rav says, Eretz Yisrael Gidin, it's like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gidin, and Befani Nechtav need not be said. Shmuel says, Kuchutz Laaretz, it's like other places outside Eretz Yisrael, and Befani Nechtav must be said. After reiterating that all agree with the need to confirm signatures, the Gemara explains the Malchokas. Rav holds, Kaven Deika Masifta, since there are yeshivas in Bavel, namely those of Sur Nardah, and the students would travel from one to the other and from all parts of Bavel to the two yeshivos, Mishka Shchiche, witnesses can commonly be found to confirm the signatures, and Befani Nechtav is unnecessary. Shmuel holds, Mesif the Begir Sa'ud Teride, those in the yeshivas are busy with their learning and do not become familiar with people's signatures. So, the sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get lishma in the attic that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment drew the attention of Babylonian Talmidim passing by as they traveled between yeshivos when he got angry with his wife for serving him food with a hair in it. Which reminds us, we have Malchokas, but what the Pelegish Megiva did was that he found a fly in his food or hair in it. And then the Gemara discussed the dangers of instilling excessive fear in one's home. As Rav said, Kol Matil Ema Yaser Betok Beso. Anyone who instills excessive fear in his home, Sof Hubali De Shalosh Averos, eventually comes to violate three transgressions. So once again, the sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get lishma in the attic that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment drew the attention of Babylonian Talmidim passing by as he traveled between yeshivos when he got angry with his wife for serving him food with a hair in it. All right, so now it's time for Forbala Bat Chazara. Dab Beis. So the Simmer Dab Beis is a bais, a house, and in this case we use a Beis Din. So here goes. The shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin, based in bais house, that must be on Dab bays. The shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav Ubafane Nachtam, which reminds us, the opening Mishnah states, Hamevi get Medina Siyam, one who brings a get from a foreign land to Eretz Yisrael, Tzark Shiyomar Bafane Nachtav Ubafane Nachtam, needs to state, it was written in my presence and signed in my presence. The Mishnah lists other instances when Bafane Nachtav Ubafane Nachtam must be said. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at the green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam, overheard the Dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma or that there wouldn't be Edim Matsuin Lakaimo, which reminds us two reasons are given for the ruling that one bring the get must say, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam. Rabbi says, Lafisha Ein Bikin Lashma, because people outside Eretz Yisrael are not familiar with the halacha that a get must be written for the woman's sake to be divorced with. By requiring Edus about the get's writing and signing, they'll be able to ask the shliach if it was written Lashma. Rabbi says, Lafisha Ein Edim Matsuin Lakaimo, because witnesses are not available in Eretz Yisrael to confirm the get's authenticity since it was written outside Eretz Yisrael, should a challenge arise. They required a confirmation by the shliach at the time of delivery to avoid later complications. Three nafkaminas emerged from this machlokas. So the shliach from Medina Siyam delivering a get who arrived at that green basin and declared, Bafane Nachtav, Ubafane Nachtam, overheard that Dayanim fiercely debate if the reason was one of Lashma or that there wouldn't be Edim Matsuin Lakaimo, until one stood up with a chart and showed that since Rov Bekinhen in terms of Lashma, mid the Rabbanon only one witness was needed, which reminds us, we learned that two Edim are not required to establish the get was written Lashma, since Rov Bekinhen, most are familiar with the Lashma requirement. Although Rav Meir does not rely on a simple majority, ordinary scribes are familiar with Lashma, rendering the issue very unlikely. Thus, biblically speaking, we can assume the get was written Lashma. They allowed the rabbinical requirement to establish that the get was written Lashma to be satisfied with a single witness, so there shall not remain an aguna if two Edim cannot be found. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The green camel, that must be more on Dav Gimel, gamal. The green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to Rava, that Bafani Nachtam is to confirm the signatures, why is one witness sufficient? It answers that fundamentally, documents do not need any confirmation because Reish Lakish said, witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined in court because people do not dare forge documents. The rabbinical requirement to confirm the get's signatures can be satisfied with one witness, so the woman should not remain an aguna if two witnesses cannot be found. So, the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Rava and Rava did not accept each other's explanation. Rava was not willing to explain our Mishnah's reason to be verification of Lashma, because does the Mishnah teach that he says, it was written Lashma before me, and it was signed Lashma before me? And Rava did not explain the Mishnah's reason to be confirmation of the signatures, because that would only require testifying about the signing of the get and not its writing also. So the green camel carrying only one witness to confirm the signatures on a get, since witnesses signed onto a document are treated as if their testimony was already examined and based in, passed between two rabbis who did not accept each other's explanation, and then stopped in front of two people where one was writing one get lishma and the other was signing another get lishma, which reminds us our Mishnah by requiring testimony about the writing and the signing apparently holds that lishma is required by both, according to Rabbah. The Gemara wonders which Tana holds this way. It can't be Rabbi Meir, because he doesn't require writing Lashma, and it can't be Rabbi Elazar, because he does not require signing Lashma. Daf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The document that was Mezuzah Matoka and Pasul was posted on a green door. That must be one Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The document that was Mezuzah Matoka and Pasul was posted on a green door, which reminds us. The Gemara explains that the Tana of our Mishnah, who requires Lashma by both the writing and signing, is Rabbi Elazar. Although he doesn't require signing at all, Hekadika Edim Boy, where there are witnesses signed onto the get, he requires the signing be performed Lashma, because Rabbi Abba said, Mod Rabbi Elazar ben Mezuzah Matoka shu Pasul. Rabbi Elazar agrees where a document is internally faulty, that it's invalid. Illegitimate signatures, such as relatives, are worse than no signatures and invalidate a document. So the document that was Mizuk Metochu and Pasel was posted on a green door next to a map of Eretz Yisrael with a note that Bafani Nachtav was not required, which reminds the more discussed how Rava explains why Bafani Nachtav is not required inside Eretz Yisrael, since there are those traveling up to Yerushalayim for the Three Regalim, witnesses from another province can commonly be found to confirm the signatures. And when there was no Beis HaMikdash at Answers, since there are established Batei Din throughout Eretz Yisrael, witnesses from other provinces can commonly be found to confirm the signatures. So the document that was Mizuik Matocha and Pasel was posted on a green door next to a map of Eretz Yisrael with a note that Bafani Nachtav was not required, except where the green pin pointed out to the city of Asasios, where there were two jurisdictions in it which restricted travel from one to another, which reminds us, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael whose name was Asasios, and there were two jurisdictions in it which were restricted regarding travel from one to another. Therefore, they needed to say that a get brought from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction requires saying Bafani Nachtav. This clearly shows like Rava that Bafani Nachtav is necessary to confirm signatures. The Gemara concludes, Rava Isle the Rava. We must say that Rava also holds of Rava's reason of requiring Bafani Nachtav to confirm signatures in addition to his own reason to confirm Lishma. Daf Hey. So the Simmer Daf Hey is Hey or Haystack. So here goes. The green hay peddler, Hey, that must be more a Daf Hey. The green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, which reminds us, a Mishnah later on teaches that if a person delivers a get but cannot say Bafani Nachtav, the signatures must be confirmed and the get is valid, which seems to prove the confirmation of Lishma is not required. The Gemara answers L'Akhar Shalamdu, the Mishnah speaking after those in Medinas Yam learn that a get must be Lishma, and we can assume that it's Lishma. So the green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Bafani Nachtav, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. The one who brought a get from Medina Siam and gave it to the woman and did not say Bafani Nachtav, Ubafani Nachtam, if it was confirmed through its signers, it's valid. This seems to disprove Rabbah, who should require Bafani Nachtav to prove that the get was written Lishma. Although it can be speaking about after those in Medina Siam became familiar with Lishma, the Gemara asks that they decreed to require Bafani Nachtav nonetheless, lest it return to the former situation. The Gemara answers Kishinises, the cases where she remarried already, in which case they did not invalidate the get after the fact, since the current requirement is a mere gezera. So the green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Green Hay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Bafani Nachtav, and watched in amazement as another shliach served as an aide and dayan, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Bifnei kama nosnala, before how many men does he give it to? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina disagreed. One said before two men, and one said before three men. After the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds two are sufficient, it seeks to explain the machlokas. The Gemara proves that all agree that a basin of three is required to confirm the signatures, but that the shliach himself can qualify as one of the three because aid nasa dayan. A witness can become a judge since the confirmation is only the rabbanan. Rabbi Chanina holds since a woman is qualified to bring the get, sometimes a woman will bring it and they will rely on her to act as the third judge for which she's not qualified. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss the mice with the Pelegish Begiva, and we learn that one should not instill excessive fear in the home? That's on daf Bav. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn that Eid Nasadayan, in the case of confirming signatures, since it's only the Rabbanan, and there's Machokas if they mistakenly will include a woman bringing the get as one of the three Dayanim? That's on daf Hey, good. Number 3, which stuff we have at Malchus? We're going to have the Shamir was used in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's on Daf Memches and Sota. Good. Number 4, which stuff we want? It's enough for the Shulich to hear the scratching of the sofa writing the get to satisfy that it was written Lishma. That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 5, which have they learned that Moda Rebbe Lazar b'mazuich matocho shu pasul, where a document is internally faulty, such as having illegitimate signatures, that it's pasul? That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 6, which have they learned why Rava and Rabba do not accept each other's explanations? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 7, which have they learned that the case where one was unable to say Bafani Nachtav and only the signatures needed to be confirmed was Akhar Shalamdu, that those in Chutzlars learned that a get must be written Lishma? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 8, which Daf Yimokok is whether Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlars in terms of having to say Bafani Nachtav, Bafani Nachtam? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 9, which of the one that two Edim are not required to say Bafani Nachtav, Bafani Nachtav, because Rov Bekin Hen? That's on Daf Base. Good. Number 10. Which of the one about the different signs that one is living in Ikvas of the Mashiach? The footsteps of Mashiach. That's on Daf. Mem Tesson Sota. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.